Jimmy the Hair Guy coming at you because Walt was too under the weather to record this week's Patreon plug. So this Tuesday on the TSD Patreon, it's one of my favorite Patreon shows, the all-new Sunday Jeff Show. And who doesn't love the all-new Sunday Jeff Show? Sunday Jeff is the fucking best. Let's hear a quick clip from this week's show.
It was such a sweet moment the other night. We were out. You heard about Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets, right? He got fired. He was forcibly removed by security from the premises, the Jets' headquarters. And his father works up there. And
at the stadium.
At the stadium. And he wondered if his father was one of the team that had to forcibly remove Saleh from the premises. And he, with no fucking hint of, like, humor.
He wasn't kidding.
Wasn't kidding around. I was like, my father could take Robert Saleh.
Physically. Not mentally.
Yeah. Physically. Yeah. And how old your father?
Getting near 80.
Whew.
I had the same reaction.
You've met my father, though.
He's a big man, but he's still 80 years old now.
He can still throw a punch. He's got that Guinea soup bone.
I'm sorry, but Robert.
It's like Mr. Burns.
So it's the all new Sunday Jeff Show this week, and next week, it's Tales from Behind the Fake Counter. So what are you waiting for? Go subscribe today.
Two breakfasts. What a fucking wild
That's
man.
A king.
Cut that cough out. I don't want to sound old.
All the fucking horses are running around Route 36. Looks like Animal Farm out there.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave, your place for politics-free chat. Hey, Walt.
Hey.
And hey, Sunday Jeff.
Hello.
We got Sunday Jeff here this week. Well, that's
where's BQ?
Nice surprise, BQ. He's out. You know,
Hollywood.
You know how he does it. He went out to Hollywood.
Literally Hollywood.
Hollywood. Yeah, he's out in L.A.
Really?
He texted me a picture of when we lived out there together in our apartment, our favorite restaurant that we used to go to.
Gone?
No, it's there.
Oh, it's still there?
Yeah, but it made me envious.
What was the name of it?
The Griddle.
Really?
Yeah, I used to go there with Q all the time, Brian Lynch all the time. It was like, it's like right there on Sunset Boulevard.
Speaking of Sunset, is there a real restaurant called the Sunset Grill? I heard an old song today from the 80s by Don Henley.
Good song.
It's a really good
song.
It's a sad song. But I'm like, is it a real place or was that something he just was making up?
I don't know. I'm not aware. I'm not familiar with it, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have to look it up.
That's, you know what? Let's cut that because if we're moving towards getting younger listeners, I should not be bringing up songs from 1984 and artists.
Oh, is that the new thing now? You gotta appeal
Oh yeah. I got some advice from some listeners too.
Oh, all right.
I saw some as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I have some advice I could read and get your feedback Sunday. But that's the move: is we're going to try to chase some of the younger ears that are maybe out there.
You got
there.
This guy.
Yeah, I'm a kid.
Pointing to Brian?
No, well, he got a nice young wife. I mean, he knows how to do it.
Yeah, she was a listener, but he turned her off the pod.
She won't listen at the pod. She won't listen to me at home.
Well, she listens to you enough at home. I don't think she wants to listen to you on the pod.
Sunset Grill, temporarily closed, but it's at 7439 Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. So
it was a real place.
Yeah.
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 Looks like it.
Looks like you have to take a ride out there with Frank.
I would like to visit the Sunset Grill just because of that song. I haven't heard that song in so long.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Say it.
Till you get there. Oh, what a waste. Now I know the song's so sad.
So what advice did you get then? Well, so yeah, last week we were talking Sunday about
Inform Sunday. Fill them in.
How to attract a younger audience base because we feel like we're old, so our audience must be old. How do you get in those kids, those that younger demographic.
I don't know if we're old. We're just different generation. I mean,
that's a good attitude, but we're old.
I don't want to say old. But, you know.
You think 80s when you think old, right? Because you used to think when you were 30, you used to think 50 was old.
Yeah, it's just a different. I mean, we're from a different era, and I've always said that before. Like, you know, I've said that. Like, how do you like you just don't realize what you're talking about. You think you're always talking about to people your age. Like your listeners are always like – I feel that they're always like around our age, but they're not, right? Isn't there different
– Some are.
Some are, but some aren't. Some are maybe a little bit young. Is there older? I mean, is there actually people that are older that you know that listen to? I mean, have you taken a poll to where you know like what your demographics are?
I got some notifications that a lot of our older listeners are – No in longer a, with us?
In nursing
oh, no.
Yeah, some of our older ones. Yeah, so.
Put on, tell him Steve Dave.
But, yeah, so some of our older listeners are listening from on the other side. They're still listening.
It's a good place to listen.
But remember that guy, he worked at the – what is it? He worked at the library and he used to put in all the CDs.
Yeah, he sent us the he actually sent us the CDs he burnt and put in the library.
Oh, really?
Because they never got checked out once.
Oh, man.
So they're in our showcase if you want to check them out. If you ever come down to the general store, you can see – Taylor was the guy's name.
Taylor,
he was the librarian at a senior development, like a senior community, I guess, where people live, but they had their own library.
Yeah.
And he loved the podcast so much that he compiled the greatest hits –
So his compilation has like Tom. What was his name?
Taylor.
Taylor. So he's got like Taylor's like pick. Well, in the library.
Yeah. He just. Well, I guess it was something. Yeah, that he was recommend to some of the residents in the community in the retirement community. But unfortunately, it never got checked out once. And there it is. Get him just brought it over to you. Hey,
this is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
it always looks like one of those like I you know like almost an FBI tape. It's just like it's crazy the size of this thing. It's nuts. But he did the artwork inside too.
Yeah, he did. He went all out. Unfortunately,
Look, he's got like theft scripts on here too. If you actually went out of the library with this, it's going to go off. That's fucked up. Yeah. That's crazy.
He really put way too much thought and effort into it.
I think so. I mean, that's nuts.
If anybody had taken it, I would just have been like, just keep it.
Yeah. You're doing us a favor.
So, yeah, we were talking about how to draw in the younger people. Are you familiar with Hawktua?
Are you asking me?
No?
No.
Hawktua for you, huh? Yeah, we're using her as our mentor right now.
So somebody, a fine listener, sent in an email saying, if you want to get that demographic you are chasing, here are some thoughts. Sex sells. You want more followers? Get over your inhibitions.
What?
So we're turning to a porn podcast now?
You need more female content and guests. The fan base is currently geared towards men and men only. This needs to change exponentially?
Exponentially? Exponentially.
Who just walked in? Hello? Yeah.
You guys ever need good drinking water for your business?
No, we're good. Thank you.
Sure?
Yeah.
Yep.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks.
See you later.
Get him has a place under lock and key at all times except for when we're fucking recording.
Sunday didn't lock the door.
That was my job. He's the fucking security guard. Now you know why he's not working there no more. All the fucking horses are running around Route 36. Looks like Animal Farm out there.
This needs to change ASAP. Brian and Q are here, but you are not.
Oh, okay. That's so we don't have inhibitions.
Calling me out that So how do you think that would go? Because I'm not chasing a female guest, so it's going to be up to either you or Q to land this female guest to come in.
Because we have
and
so many male guests.
And then we're
going to
talk about sex.
Yeah. And they're going to be young too.
And this is going to be something that you think I will flourish in, even if – like what on earth – like if you're listening to TSD and you think that's the ticket that's going to make the show better.
You're not listening
I don't
to
know.
TSD.
I really don't know what to tell you.
Well, you've had your daughters on, right? I mean, have you had your daughters on?
Well, commercials and stuff, but not on here.
So maybe you should bring them on and see how that goes. Yeah. as a nice little test to see how things go right off the bat. They're young, right? I mean, they're
– Yeah, there's no way on the planet that
– So they wouldn't want to come on.
No, there's no way in the planet I want them on. There's like this – no.
Because also we're talking about like, you know, you have to be talk sexy and shit.
No. That's right. If you were going to talk sexy, I just thought, you know, as far as like keeping the young, you know, getting young you know, thoughts out.
Because that's what the Hawk to a Girl. Okay, so let me. I'm sure everybody knows what I'm talking about, except for Sunday.
Remember, I'm old.
It's a viral video where a girl was interviewed, a street interview, and some guy comes up and he goes, like, what's your finishing move sex-wise, you know? And she goes, you got to give it the old Hawk to it. You got to spit on that thing, she goes. You know? So she's talking about giving a sloppy blowjob.
All right.
That took off to the point where now she has her own podcast called Talk to a. She has deals in place. She has a management team. It's a whole thing. She's very
– dude, what the fuck?
Show it to him.
What? So he could get fucking distracted while we're doing a podcast?
The table's rising. What's going on here?
Go check the door. Make sure it's still locked.
So she just started this podcast?
So she started a podcast and it's
pretty successful.
It's pretty successful. She has almost 200,000 subscribers.
That's actually dismissive of me to say it's pretty successful. Its numbers dwarf TSD.
Well, that's
right. It blows us out of the water.
Yeah. Let's see if we get to 600.
If she gets to 600?
Yeah, she gets to 600.
I like the way. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
You got to climb up a hill, man. I mean, I know you're on the other side of the hill a little bit. You know, you got to get back up the slope again. But, you know, when you get to 650 episodes, then, then we'll see where you're at then.
She's still got to prove if she's more than just like the flavor of the week.
Yeah. You know, one shot.
I saw several tweets or posts or whatever you call them now that it's sex, and people were saying like, "Hey, I'm 17. Hey, I'm 21." Like we do have some younger people there, but I consulted with management, and they told me that the average age is somewhere in the mid 30s.
Is your
male in mid 30s is our average demographic?
So about 20 years. And it's a lot.
But there are a lot of – I feel like we have a lot of females though. Like every time I'm looking at Twitter or like when we go on the cruises, like a lot of females come up. They're like, I love the show. So I don't think we're starving for 13 percenters.
No. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it has to do with – no, Rupp has done a study. Mm-hmm. And he's going to come on when BQ comes back.
Okay.
And he talked to a lot of kids in his school about the talking points of things that they would want to hear on a podcast. And he's going to present them to us.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he's done
– that I want to hear.
And he did a student study and he has the feedback, the raw numbers. And we're going to go over it when BQ is back on the podcast to see what he thinks, if he agrees or if he thinks it's even realistic that – we could, find any meat on that bone to talk about things that kids want to hear when they're listening to a podcast.
And the thing is, though, like the kids, do they want to hear it from other people like their contemporaries or do they want to hear it from
other
people
generations,
like 30 years their
senior? It's like listening to their father.
Yeah.
this person emailed said it doesn't matter who's talking about it. It's an audio thing.
Right.
So they're not like – it's not in their face that who's saying it is haggard and gray.
Mm-hmm.
If the voice sounds youthful.
Are you talking about me? You're talking about me, aren't you?
Was he the one that made that library?
Yeah, I rented it out from my
– But I don't know if it means as much in an audio presentation.
Right. If we did YouTube,
yeah,
it would be a big difference.
Yeah.
Well, I think that helps a lot though. I mean, I think that video is pretty cool to have along with audio.
I don't know what it helps though in terms of the regular podcast though. When we're just doing audio, all you're seeing is three people sitting at a table though.
Yeah people do watch saying, though.
I know.
But you do see – I mean you do see reactions. You see facial reactions. I just think – I mean obviously if you're – you just want to listen, put on some headphones, lay in bed, drive, whatever. You can't, But I think it's pretty cool, though. It's like, you can see the reactions. You can see, like, you laughing or whatever. You see the facial reactions, and I think that also helps out a little bit.
It's a struggle for us, in my opinion, to do that, though, because we never know when we're recording.
I'm not saying
a day or
personally.
Two before we do a TSD. It's like, okay, BQ is like, I can come tomorrow at 3:30. Okay, so now we got to get a crew down. Well, one of the guys who was our AV guys and get them down here to record it, get it cut, and get it up by the time it has to get up. It's – NBQ has said he doesn't feel like being on camera. Yeah. He's on camera all the time. He wants to be able to come down to shop.
Oh, poor BQ. Oh, I'm on camera all the time. Give me a break.
Big you know, but I don't
– Out there in LA eating pancakes. I could, without me?
I could see, though, not wanting to have to – because BQ has a certain look he has to cultivate.
Right.
You know, I just want to come in, you know, all disheveled and
– just got off the airplane.
Yeah, you know, like with his hair all messy. And he can if he's just coming in and doing audio, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't have to go through the makeup and the hair.
It would be much easier if we had like dedicated camera, like it was actually a studio where there were dedicated cameras and mics and sound, and like we
you
just came
to
in,
set them up.
They didn't
the
have
time.
To set them yeah. up. Yeah, you sat down, you press a couple buttons, and then you're ready to go.
Oh, we could have that. That wouldn't yeah. be. I don't think that'd be. An issue.
It is a process though, but I don't know if people like that more, or if people just some people might just like audio, some people might like
people
both.
Do.
Some
I, oh my god, I can't even tell you about the amount
oh,
of people
just audio?
Who are just like because we did the Let's All Go to Home movies.
Well,
fuck this shit.
Well, you can't
I don't like to watch videos. I only want to listen to podcasts.
Well, that's
and I get it. Yeah, I get it. But, oh, my God. Like, it just fucking derails all that effort you put into that episode. Cut that cough out. I don't want to sound old. But it there are a certain segment who just want audio because, yeah. you know, they drive and listen.
I or get it.
They don't have
it.
The time to sit down at the end of the night and watch videos. They just want to be able to – listen to it on their terms and not have to – and multitask when they listen.
Well, that's a tough one to do it to. Anything
oh,
that you're,
you can't do it in.
You're reviewing
yeah.
any kind
you
of
can't
films.
Do it in.
Yeah. yeah, anything that you're reviewing some kind of film.
But I hear it all the time. And then sometimes I'm like, all right, well, let me back off doing video then. Then I get people who are like, no, I loved videos. So then I'm just like being pulled in all the directions. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
It's very difficult. I say it before.
I don't know
it's
what
just
to do.
Very, very hard. You can't – just like 100%. I got 100% approval from everybody.
The thing I like about video too is that like if we were – if we had a regular schedule where there was time to produce it and stuff, it's like we could pull up videos. We could pull up pictures. Like all the stuff we talk about, you can pull it up and look at it and then people can watch along and see. Like, you know, if we had the Hawk 2 video, for example. You know, we could pull it up and show Sunday.
Well,
Gim
did want to pull it up.
I know he's yeah, Gim. He's in his own world over there.
He doesn't. But I guess he doesn't realize of like to show it to Sunday, just slows everything down.
Slows it
to
down
to a yeah. screeching halt.
Total silence.
And I got a wrap on the hands for condemning the pork. From last week. Tell you got to
really?
Inform Sunday about this. Get his thoughts on this.
Okay, show me
so,
pictures. Yeah.
Oh, is he still muted?
No, he's allowed to talk whatever he wants. He just doesn't set up a mic for himself.
Well, fill him in. But don't you-
okay, so I walked into the to the office last week, and there was, I would say, a scent. An overwhelming scent, a smell, even a stench, some might say, of pulled pork, Dominican dish with rice. And when I walked into the office, it's not like – I mean they have an air filter here, but it's you would have to have 20 air filters, I think, in order to get this smell out of the air. And Walt was not happy about it, very unhappy, I would say, because the alternative is like – either bring in something that doesn't smell so bad, or if you're going to, just eat it over there. Eat it at the restaurant.
Bloodhound over here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I know he's a super smeller, but even when I walked in, I was like, wow. Yeah, it didn't drive me from the office, but I could understand somebody not wanting to smell that. It's like when you're on an airplane or something and somebody brings a smelly fucking dish in there.
Eating sardines.
Mm-hmm.
So I got an email saying, when it comes to eating certain foods in the office, this should be addressed with Gidim personally. It doesn't need to be addressed on air. Hey, I didn't fucking bring it up. You did.
Yeah, I did.
Okay? And they're fucking yelling at me about it. I didn't bring it up. I was not going to bring it up.
See, to me, I think it has entertainment value. That's why I bring it up.
It was embarrassing for him, thus his silence. And I'm just like –
plus he didn't have a mic.
I had told him many times before. I'd said, that shit smells like dog food. Don't fucking eat it.
Because it looks
here.
Like dog food.
And he disregards it.
Oh, yeah. Well, so he's eating fancy Cuban food?
Dominican food.
It smells like he fished it out of a dumpster, to be honest with you. It doesn't look fancy in any way, shape,
or
form.
That could be a possibility.
But apparently, this should be done not on mic. But in my defense, I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, you didn't bring it up.
And I wasn't going to bring it up.
But once it is brought up, it's like, of course you have to respond. You're not going to be like, I'm not talking about that right now. Like, what the fuck?
So it was the day they actually did the podcast that it smelled like that in the office, though, correct?
Or it was 2 seconds before.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you come in here, it smells like fucking pork Sunday in here.
Pork Sunday? Is that a dish?
No, Sunday. Sunday, like Sunday the day, and just like I'm eating pork on Sunday. Pork Sunday.
Is that an old time phrase, or is it just something you just made up?
Just made up. So now you got something.
I got a title for
Pork Sunday
for this week. See, it's helpful. I got a title for this week's episode.
There you go.
So do you? And then I got another one that said you would be impossible to work for. They said about me.
It seems like a lot of people under your guidance do quite fine.
I would think so.
Yeah,
I've saved quite a few jobs. Mm-hmm. From termination.
Not
in
just
my
here.
History. Not just here.
Yeah.
Multiple people have escaped the axe because of me.
Thanks to you. Yep.
And I'm repaid with pork. And the other ass clown never even said thank you.
Right.
I'll let you guess who that fucking is.
Go on, people.
Go on, Sherlocks. Send me a fucking email.
Angry Wolf.
Yeah. So what would you do, Sunday? How would you appeal to the younger kids? Now that all they want to hear about is sex, they're saying. But
I don't know if they want to hear it from somebody like in our age group at this juncture of our lives.
Well, who has more experience, though?
It's you want this – is this a like a Dr. Ruth fucking show now? I mean,
you could have a segment maybe. Somebody writes in their sex question like, hey, I'm having trouble in the bedroom.
Yeah, and then you know what? You'll get 20 or 30 people texting you saying we don't like this fucking new format either.
Of course.
That's interesting that you went to the angle that it would be helping people with problems.
Right.
See, I thought when this person said that sex sells, that they want to hear more about that, I thought they were talking more about titillation. And honestly, I thought they were talking about BQ. They just want to hear BQ talk about sex.
Not us.
Not us.
Damn.
That's definitely
I have sex. Many times.
This person doesn't have BQ's email.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. I get it. I see right through it.
Damn.
And we tried it. Didn't we try a couple of sexy episodes? Didn't go over too well.
And what, Sunday Jeff?
No, remember we were strutting our stuff? He was dressed as like
Elvira?
No. That was a Halloween one. Remember the one where it was like the sexiest person?
Oh.
Remember he was dressed as Sunday Stud.
But that's a Patreon episode. I don't know if a lot of these people are on Patreon.
Well, they might see that. They might say, don't do anything with sex anymore.
No, man. That's what was it? It was
Sunday Stud.
Sunday Stud, that's right.
As dressed as Caesar over there.
Where it was me and Sunday and Ming and
– No, I don't think Ming was
here. No, Ming wasn't there.
Ming wasn't here this last time?
No. It was Troy.
Troy.
It was Tim, the record store clerk, was there.
Miss Five was a judge too, I think.
Miss Five was a judge.
Right.
I don't know. I think that everything's on the table, including pork apparently.
Yeah.
I'd still be on the table. Apparently, I'm in the –
there you go. There's next Sunday Chef. It'll be a whole pork episode.
So it's Sunday. You're at your job.
Mm-hmm.
Your boss, Mr.
– whatever.
Mr. C.
Yeah.
You know he doesn't fucking do well with pork. And you come strutting in with that big fucking grin. Dopey as hell.
with Cuban barbecue sauce dripping
and
out of my
start, like, you start like chowing down on it, licking your fingers and – what do you think? Do you think that's appropriate to do, knowing full well?
Well, we have a lunchroom. So right off the bat, it's not all part of one big room where basically this
You know what? If he wants maybe eat it downstairs.
Outside?
Well, obviously he reheated it, put it in the microwave.
No. Oh, it was already heated already.
Yeah, it's the restaurant's just across the street.
But why should this be also a place where you eat though? Especially if you know, and you know full well, this is not like he can't come with any kind of defense of like, I didn't know. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct? You can't honestly say you didn't know, right?
Sounds like you need a union.
Yes or no.
Here.
Just shake yes or no.
You just said you didn't like the smell. You never said don't eat it here.
Oh, come on.
Splitting hairs. No.
Oh, I mean, me personally, knowing how his sniffer is,
yeah,
I would have probably, you know, not be like,
let's say Mr.
I know
he's not gonna like. Let's say the guy who signed your check.
Well, I would never eat upset. That stuff anyways in a place
but,
where.
Okay, but I know it's this is difficult for you. It's hypotheticals and imagination.
I gotta
drop myself down a little bit.
No, you're just not good. It's not easy for you to get into hypotheticals. You're very, like, matter of fact, like, this is the way it is, and there is no daydreaming or no what ifs. But would you bring that in, knowing full well that your boss doesn't
it? I would not do that. I would not.
I don't see a reason how there could be a defense of that.
I also don't understand the person who doesn't want to hear him get dressed down. It's like, isn't that what like all those reality TV shows are about?
No.
Like Kitchen Nightmares and all that stuff.
I don't think the younger generation likes that confrontation.
Oh, they don't?
No. I think that's just a triggering.
Mm.
And so that's going to end too. This is the last episode I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna confront.
They'll never know since they're not listening. But it's good.
You have 200,000 listeners.
No more confronting and putting people on the spot.
Hmm.
This is it. So I'm gonna get it all out today. That's why I called you out by not being able to do a lot of scenarios. Yeah. No, I'm serious.
He'll get a bad – you don't remember all this stuff.
Oh, I will. I got a long memory.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Till you get the text. Oh, yeah, that's right. I did come out and say that.
And I got to apologize because someone pointed out that I have used the word spaz before.
Have you?
In a sexual manner too.
That's another word?
Yeah, I said if you're screwing and you don't have a spazzy face on, you're not doing it right.
I think that's funny.
But I did use the word spazzo because spazzo right. No longer be able to be used.
Really?
Yeah, Tom
Brady's.
These
are all things that I am not aware of.
Well, it's good you're able to pop in now and again.
Not that it's a word I use a lot of times. I mean, but
– you've never been at work and just called one of the coworkers a spaz or anything?
Usually they're called something else. It's not spaz.
But what did it mean to you, like, growing up? What did the word spaz mean to you?
I would think it's just, like, uncoordinated. Like, you know, that's, like somebody like Meatball, the guy's name was Spaz in Meatballs. The guy, mm-hmm. the one guy with the broken right. glasses.
What year was that? Again, we're trying to eradicate
We're in the
that.
80s.
We're trying to eradicate any talk of shit that didn't happen 10 months
ago.
But
you can't talk about anything new because there's nothing to talk about.
Oh, yeah. We can't talk about anything that just happened.
you want a war?
Can we talk about Black Friday? Can we talk about that?
I got that in the notes. I would like to talk about Black Friday.
Oh,
again.
Black Friday at the Tell 'em Steve Dave Town General Store, TSD Town General Store. Annually, we open up at midnight, stay around till about 2 a.m. and then the next
reopen.
Day. That's on Thanksgiving night. And then on Friday, we open at 11 again and stay here till about 6. And people could come and meet your favorite TSD Town residents.
Free pork dinner.
Come meet Gidim.
Yeah. He'll be the one with pork on his breath.
He'll be the one from here. He'll be here from 2 a.m. on.
Come meet Jimmy the Hair Guy. He's going to be here all day Friday. Frank Five is coming down. I'll be here. Bry's going to be here. Yeah. I don't know if BQ is going to be here.
Q dropped in last year.
Yeah. He dropped in for, I think, a grand total of 5 minutes and then was in and out, popped his head in, said, there's too many people here. I'm out of here, and was out the door.
That's life, huh?
Wish I could do that in my work. Pop in my head for 2 minutes and get out of there.
So the hours are we open late Friday or Thursday night?
Thursday night at midnight, mm-hmm. right? Is that what usually we do, or is it 11? I can't remember.
It's usually midnight.
Yeah, let's midnight call it 11. Two.
Call 11.
Call 11, we'll start and we'll stay here. You know, we'll see what time we get out of here. But then on Friday, officially Black Friday, we will open at 11 a.m. and stay open until 6. And Sunday or Saturday, 11 to 6 again. But I don't know who will be here on Saturday. Usually it's
– It was Black very Friday. Light last year.
Yeah, very light last Saturday.
Got
last
some Saturday. Good stuff dropping.
Got a new hoodie and a new T-shirt.
Oh, my wife's going to love you. She's been looking for a new hoodie.
And we will be dropping those at the general store on Thanksgiving evening at 11:30 and as well as on our website at midnight on Thanksgiving.
Nice.
And it's looking very, very good that the TSD Town or the Tell 'em Steve Dave 2024 Christmas special will drop on Black Friday. Right now, that's the plan. It could change, but right now, that's the plan, and it is a very special episode. It is – right now, I don't know how much I want to say or give away or reveal, but Victor and his family, the Juarez family, are going through some tough times, and 100% of the proceeds – of the Tell 'Em Steve Dave 2024 Christmas episode is going to be going to the Juarez family. 100% of it. It's not going to be on Patreon because it's going to be only on Bandcamp. And 100%, every penny is going to the Juarez family.
Every peso.
Every peso is going to the Juarez family. And it's going to go towards a very great cause. Every year – since I can remember, we've tried to help people.
Yeah, the only ones that seem to be not too – yeah, the goddamn orphans, man.
And we've helped orphans. We've helped aunts, you know, many times that we've helped aunts and who needed a pick-me-up around the holiday season. And we have been more than happy to do it. But this time it's somebody really close to home.
Right.
It's somebody like right in our backyard and – I'm excited to help and I'm excited for people to listen to it. I think it's going to be a good one. Big, big house. Johnny Law is coming down.
He's
coming down for the Christmas episode. Frank Five is coming down for the Christmas episode.
You can't keep Frank Five away.
No. he wants to permanently live in TSD Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants to sell the house. And
come on down here.
Come on down and live here permanently.
Mrs. Five is on board with that.
No, I think that's the only thing holding them back right now. Sunday, you're going to be there, right, for the Christmas episode?
Of course.
You've been on every one. It would be a fucking shitty Christmas to not have Sunday Jeff.
What's a Christmas without a Jew? You know, yeah, so
that's what I've always said. Jimmy the Hair Guy is going to be on the special.
I'll bet you he has some good Christmas memories.
Got a very cryptic text regarding Ming's involvement this year.
Really?
Yeah. I asked him if he was available for the night we're recording it, and this is the text I got back. This doesn't sound like Ming.
Somebody has his phone?
not even, hey, anything. I said, are you free? The date we're going to do this, it's a benefit for the Juarez family. We'll let you know tomorrow. I need to take care of one thing. That's all he wrote. And he never got back to me. That, like, tomorrow came and went. He never got back to me.
I don't know, man. It's some stuff going on with Ming, I guess.
Oh, hey, boy. Everybody's got shit going on. You just don't know about it.
It's true, but it's –
right? I mean, everybody's got something going on, no matter who you are. It could be – even Tom Brady's got shit going on. Did you hear Giselle's fucking pregnant?
Oh, yeah. Baby bump.
No.
Not with Tom Brady's baby. With her new man's baby.
Wasn't just dating for 2 years. Turns out it's a different guy.
Wait a minute. I got off track there.
Tom Brady.
TSD 2024 Christmas. Really hoping it will be ready to drop on Black Friday.
They haven't been dropping on Black Friday?
And they haven't been dropping on Black Friday in the past because we've done a lot of video, which takes a lot more time. There'll be no video.
Christmas episodes last year.
Well, last year's was a very video heavy episode where we had the presents came in, everybody got picked and everything. No video this year because it's not going to be on Patreon. It's exclusively on Bandcamp.
We're going to see that jump again, like the one I used to love seeing though. We would go to number one on Bandcamp. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was always audio only. It used to be.
Yeah. It used to be, but we're going back to basics. I think even the gifts, or not the gifts, but the merch, the new merch is – completely back to basics. It's a back to basics Christmas for Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no. I think I'm not going to talk about what this nation needs at all. Let's move on with the commercial.
That'll heal us. All right. Well, hey, I'll tell you what, man. All the young kids are going to be tuning in now because I'm talking about who wants better sex and who wants to start having better sex immediately. And the best way to get started is to go to adamandeve.com right now. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. More than that, Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is as your privacy is a free shipping and rush processing on your entire order. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, kids. Sorry, kids.
The kids don't like this kind of
They don't like me stumbling over this kind of shit. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, it will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free and fast. And don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Could be an adventurous new toy Sunday or anything you desire.
You collect toys still, right?
Yeah. Not those toys. You should see my wall now.
Still at its place.
All kinds of shit. Sex swings. I got everything.
He keeps them in the package just like the action figures, too. He doesn't use them.
Check this out. Fucking Ron Jeremy special. They don't even make this no more.
This is a 1 in 10 variant.
They only made 100 of these. Got at the adult film awards.
Go to adamandeve.com. Just enter offer code TESD at checkout. That's T-E-S-D, T-E-S-D at adamandeve.com. This is exclusive offer specific to this podcast. So be sure to use the code TESD to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing code TESD. What else do we got here? We got Raycon. Love Raycon. We use Raycon every day. I've been listening.
Used
to
them on the plane.
Yep.
Awesome.
Did you?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, yeah. So we want to talk about you took a trip after this ad. We're going to hear about Sunday's vacation in Sin City.
Yeah. Or does it have to stay there? Was it so raunchy and raw?
I kind of get the feeling it can call. It can travel anywhere.
Yeah, right.
I love some Sin.
Let's see. Black Friday, Cyber Monday is coming up, and you're going to get an amazing deal you normally wouldn't get.
Oh, fuck.
With Raycon.
Can I interrupt this commercial?
Sure,
ours is more important.
Go ahead.
Also, on Black Friday on the website, we're going to be selling the new merch and 40% off all the old merch.
Really? That is it.
See that?
40% off all the old merch starting midnight on Thursday, Thanksgiving, until Monday. Cyber Monday. Midnight, you can get 40% off all the old merch, excluding digital podcasts. But anything else, if it's in stock, 40% off.
We got it, 40% off. All right. Yep. Pretty good deal.
You can get a Baron Pop, 40% off. You can get a small fucking Disney Baron shirt. That's all we got. It's a small.
You can get one of those.
Mugshot, an extra small.
Extra small.
We got them.
All right.
It fits Teddy.
Let's see. Oh, my God.
Sorry, on Raycon.
Raycon, oh, yeah. Because Raycon, you get an amazing deal on premium audio every day of the year, but that doesn't mean they're not having any sales for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Far from it. They're actually doubling down on their amazing value by offering the listeners, up to 30% site-wide. This is a Black Friday and Cyber Monday deal you'll appreciate every day. Raycon's everyday earbuds, especially if you haven't checked out their latest model, which includes plenty of new features that make them even more of a must-have for any audio lover. For example, they now feature 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity that you pair with two devices at once. Raycon's everyday earbuds also come with active noise cancellation. Its feature is a must-have for those long flights to Vegas. But one that can be difficult to find at an accessible price point until now. That's because another thing, although Raycon's quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio, Raycon start at just half the price as the other guys. So they're already an incredible deal, even before you factor in the Black Friday Cyber Monday offer of up to 30% off site-wide. Raycon's everyday earbuds are also available in a variety of vibrant colors, so you don't get the standard issue white or black. Earbuds sticking out of your ears. I prefer the black. I'm not going to say anything bad about black. Now is a perfect time to scoop them up if you haven't already. And don't worry if you're not as impressed as we are. Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. It's time to save big for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Go to raycon.com/TESD today to get up to 30% off statewide. Site-wide. I don't have my glasses on. That's right. Where are my readers?
Every second of that ad, you're revealing how friggin' ancient you are.
I know.
Okay. Every syllable.
If only I had my cheaters with me.
It's one way to get the young listeners.
Actually, yeah. So go to buyraycon.com/TESD today to get up to 30% off site-wide. That's right. You'll get up 30% off everything on Raycon's website when you go to buyraycon.com/TESD.
I mean, at the way you read that ad, basically Raycons look like that fucking gigantic that phonogram.
Oh, that earphone thing?
Hey! No stems! Just a massive stems? Horn!
Yeah. Who needs stems anymore when you got this kind of thing?
Huh?
Las Vegas, Sunday.
Awesome.
Awesome. How many days were you there?
5.
5 days in luxurious Sin City.
So I was in a luxurious place.
So what was the itinerary?
I've been there multiple times. So this time it was more of just like we just – you know, relaxed, went to see, saw a hockey game. I went and saw the Golden Knights.
You saw the Golden Knights? Who'd they play?
They play Calgary. And, of course, I saw them win 6-0 against them. And then I come home and I see, see what happened with the Devils. when I tell you that – I mean, it's beautiful.
How much were the tickets to the Vegas Knights?
Cheap, $35.
That's not bad. I'm going to the double game tonight. Guess how much the tickets are?
Free.
$9
$9?
$9.
Who are you going with?
Rupp. Rupert? He goes, hey, I can get a $9 ticket. Do you want to go? I was like, sure.
Wow.
$9. That shit ain't good in Jersey if you can sell tickets for $9.
if I told you the spectacle that they have there for their
– Oh, I know about it.
It's insane.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was it was like watching something from like –
Broadway.
Yeah. They have the – burlesque girls up there. They have this dragon. Hey, you want young viewers, right? I saw a lot of burlesque girls in Sin City. But they do – it's this crazy show.
They still
show.
Have the hawk come out and everything?
They got a knight that comes out and he's like – it's almost – you know how the devils put the images on ice? Well, they do that with like this kind of like beast or whatever. And the knight's like fighting them and then they have a dragon that blows all smoke and the eyes light up. Shit the devils need.
We need a fucking Baphomet. To burst out of the wall, a mechanical one, a massive one, with the head the size of the 1976 Robot Kong.
head falls off, kills 30 people.
And it just comes out. Every time a goal is scored, the head comes out and smoke billows from the nostrils. The mouth opens and a gigantic, venomous green tongue fucking flips out and a fucking massive devil scream.
I would agree with you.
Scream. That would be so cool. Dope. I got to get fucking Lou Lambs on. Well, he's gone. He's been gone for decades. Yeah. I got to get the new regime of the Devils and talk to them. But go ahead. Sorry.
But it was good. I mean, it was. We did that. I did the Neon Museum, which shows all the older signs from all the casinos, the Bono Casino.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty cool.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it was good. I went there last time.
Did the Mob Museum.
Neat. Mob?
Yeah, the Mob Museum.
Is there a mob history in
this? Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Big history.
Right. Big time. Okay.
All right.
Big time.
I'm not that up to – I'm not up to stuff like you guys on your gangsters.
We're gangsters.
60s and 70s
Bugsy.
Vegas.
What's Bugsy,
that?
Right?
Bugsy, yeah.
Okay, I saw that, yeah.
That was in Vegas?
Man, we got to stop. I got to stop doing it. I'm just as guilty as everybody bringing up –
You're talking about 76 Kong heads and shit.
Not Bugsy from 1989. It's hard to do, man. It's like trying to only use your left hand to do everything.
Pinball Museum.
Oh, I like that.
You would have liked this place.
That's cool.
And like all like original prices too, like 25 cents.
Any gambling?
A little bit. We don't really gamble that much. Nah. No. Plus a couple $100. But I was there for 5 days. So
what's your game of choice when you're out there?
I usually play the slots. I'll play like the blackjack too. Mm-hmm. Also, if it's because everything out there is like 15 or 20. I mean, the cheapest I saw was 50. Most of it's $25 minimum hands, which is just
crazy.
Like blink of an eye. I mean, I watch people just literally put out $1,000 out there, and you know, next minute I know I pass them 10 minutes later down the hall, and it doesn't look like he's doing too well. But yeah, I mean, we just hopped around, had a bunch of good bunch of good meals. Went down to Fremont Street, and that's another shot.
Do you eat at the buffet?
No, there's not many of those really any around.
They eradicated the buffets, huh?
They didn't eradicate them. They made them to the point where they're almost like it's ridiculous. They're almost like $90 now to go.
Yeah, very expensive. Yeah,
it's like the Caesars one was insane. We were going to do the Caesars one last time I went. It was like $90 to do the buffet, and they only gave it like a 2-hour window, I guess, to eat. Because you probably have people like
I know.
There.
I know somebody who could get their $90 worth in an hour.
That's why they only give you a 2-hour limit. Yeah. You know,
in an hour, you don't even need to. He'll shut you down in an hour, motherfucker.
Yeah. Close for business.
Oh, you want to charge me $90?
Like pieces of skin stuck to the back of the wall, all food all over the place.
He'll go back in the bathroom and fucking get another hour's worth out of you.
Stick his finger down his throat. Come back in. Just keep on shoveling it in. All right, get him and shit on the walls.
You'll know I was here in 8. Yeah, you'll never forget this face, motherfucker.
What else did we do?
Okay. Enjoy the buffet.
Did you fly out there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how was that? You're a good flyer?
Oh, yeah. Am I a good flyer? Yeah.
Well, how's your honey? Is she okay flying or is she a nervous flyer?
She doesn't like takeoffs.
No, who does?
I do.
You do?
Because I took video of it.
I think anybody who likes takeoffs are a psychopath.
Takeoffs and landings are what you got to worry about the most.
I like to fly. I was a pilot, so I mean –
I thought you were going to say I was born to fly. I was just like, you are a corny motherfucker. I really thought you were going to say I was born to fly.
Born to ride. What else did I do? Oh, we drank at this place.
I'm using motherfucker a lot because I think that's what kids like.
They do like cursing a lot?
Yeah, especially MFR, I've been told.
I heard that that kids don't like the younger kids. They're not into the sex stuff.
Yes.
Right?
But they don't have a problem with blue language, though.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Think they like to get even called blue language. I think that even sounds old now that I think about it. Right? But I don't know if anybody's referred to cursing as blue.
I don't know anything about what they want. I would just continue on the format that you're on.
No, that's only leads to death, Sunday.
Got to cut like Madonna. She's always reinventing herself.
Bowie, he never fucking took the easy road. He was always changing things up, a chameleon.
Okay.
All right, back to Vegas.
Went to this bar, one of the very first bars in Vegas. If it wasn't the first bar, it was called the Atomic Cafe.
You drank?
Yeah, we went and had a drink.
You had a drink?
Yeah, I had a couple.
You told me you only drink once a year.
I don't drink once a year. Every now and then, if I go out to dinner, a nice dinner or whatever, I have a beer. Not like this fucking guy where you come in and there's fucking cans all over the floor and you're just like, he's just, socially.
It's peer pressure. You're in Vegas. You think you got a drink. I understand. You know,
what drugs did you do?
Let's see. I did a speedball. no drugs. But it was a pretty cool place because the history of it is back in the day, they called it Atomic Cafe because they used to watch
the
bombs going the bombs going off, which is pretty cool. And actually, the guy that was the bartender there, he was actually from New Jersey. So we were talking to him. he lives in Vegas, but he's just like, yes, most people, maybe not in, tell him Steve Dave Towns, like, where are you from, buddy?
I lie.
You know?
I lie when everybody asks me where I'm from. I never say where I'm from. Trying to get my
– I'm from Utah.
Trying to get my social security number, I think. That's what my mom told me. You never give anybody where you came from to no good.
He belongs in Nevada someplace. He belongs in Area 51. His brain
like
should be fucking examined.
Like in a trailer out in the desert looking for UFOs.
His brain should be examined. It should be fucking for science. Donate your brain for science.
5 days though, huh?
Yeah. It was
That's
nice.
A stretch.
Did well, you
– have... Was there a day of travel on either end or what, is that five
no,
days
we
including
left,
travel?
Let's see. So, we left early, so we left Sunday at like – 7 o'clock.
Wait a minute, you left Sunday, so you didn't go to work on Sunday?
Nope. Took Sunday off.
Wow.
Oh. I'm allowed one Sunday.
What did the manager have to say about that? Huh?
What'd the powers be say about that?
I got off. But yeah, we got there, but I'm saying there's 3 hour difference, so you get there early, so you get to eat breakfast twice. I ate breakfast here and I ate breakfast there.
Wow, two breakfasts. What a fucking wild
that's
man.
A king.
Fucking, that's what I want. I got to get to Sin City. Two fucking breakfasts. Yeah.
Well, by the time you get to Sin City, it'll be next week with your fucking bus. The only thing I don't like is they're getting ready to do another F1 race out there. So they blocked all of like the Bellagio fountains and everything. They have these grandstands all over Vegas.
What's F1?
It's a race. It's like you ever see those like almost like those Indy kind of car looks.
Oh, it's a car race.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a marathon or something.
No. So they close – I guess they close Vegas for how many days the race is. Then it goes like down Las Vegas Boulevard and then goes around or whatever. But they have all these – and it's insane. Like how do you put this stuff up and then take it down? I mean it's like huge. I mean these grandstands are like – it looks like you took a section of MetLife and just put it on the street.
Mm.
And then they put it up and they take it down within you know, this is the second race this year already. They had one already this year. But, I mean, being a tourist, like if you were a tourist and you were just going to Vegas for the first time and you weren't able to see a lot of this stuff, I'd be pretty pissed, you know. But it brings a lot of money into the town, I guess. So
and did not go to the Sphere, right? Did not go.
I didn't go to the Sphere. The Sphere was $100 to go in for that – for their you know, it's almost like soaring. You ever been to like it's kind of like, I guess, would be like
Did you see the outside of it?
As you get closer to it, you really can't see anything. You really have to be from a distance. Like, you really can't see. Like, I don't – it's almost to the point where you could, like, see through it. It almost looks like it's almost like a mesh on the outside, and then you could actually see, like, a bit of the dome, the structure inside as you get closer. We went up to it, but I'm saying –
I thought the Eagles were there doing a residency.
For a little bit. They weren't there when I was there. Okay. I mean, Santana's there, but he wasn't playing at the Sphere. He's the only person that I think that I would want to see. We didn't get a chance to see a show out there. We wanted to go see Penn and Teller again, but the tickets were gone, so –
But they still sell out, huh?
It was late. It was just like we didn't. By the time we could have still got tickets, but by the time if you take that, you know, the transportation over there, it would have been cutting it close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
do you need to go back, or do you think you've had your fill of Vegas?
I don't need to go back now for a while. I mean, the only reason I went is I got a really good deal on the room. I mean, I got comp for 5 days, so and it was beautiful.
Oh, you got a free room for 5 days?
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. Oh yeah. Well, now you know.
Mm-hmm. Stayed at the Paris.
That's where you fly. That's the way you travel free.
Yeah.
Stayed at the Paris.
The Paris.
I felt like Q going out there.
Did you?
Yeah, no, it was really nice, though. We had a nice time. Weather.
I'm sorry, but Q would have had 3 breakfasts.
No. Not everybody can be Q. That's all right. 2's enough for me. Yeah, it was nice. What else did I do out there?
Nothing unusual happened, though? No.
No, I mean, we wound up, you know, we like skipped like all the different casinos, but we went to the Mandalay Bay and I didn't realize they changed the floors for where the shooting was. It goes from like the floor that it happened on was like the 30 something floor. I think it was maybe 37 or whatever.
Scooch!
Scooch!
Oh! We're on that shit.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, we put the youth to shame. No fucking 20-year-old's going to hop on that quicker than that.
Yeah. Nobody knows what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, they know. Yeah.
But they changed the floors into the 50s. It's weird. I wonder why 50s.
So you're saying there's floors missing now? They're like,
not
they just
missing.
Skip
they
them?
Renumbered the floors. It goes like 1 to something and then you know 20 to whatever and then it would be 30 to whatever. And then it's in the
so
50s
So there's no
now.
40s.
No, it's – but I'm saying I don't think it's that high anyways. I think it only goes up – it was like the last section of floors, but all of a sudden it jumps from like the 30s and then it'll go from 50 – I think it's either 56.
So there's no 40s.
Right, but I'm saying there's no 40s anyways. It doesn't exist on the building.
Okay, this is sounding so similar to the fucking mini golf story.
No, I think there was only 39 or 40 floors at all in Mandalay Bay. But I'm saying
they renumbered the floors.
In the
50s. They should be in the 40s though.
No, they should be. No, they should be in the 30s, like they're supposed to be. But they didn't. For whatever reason, they changed the floor numbers to 50s, which I don't understand why the 50s. And it was just weird.
Did you ask anybody?
No. I'm not going to ask. I'm sure that's a touchy subject.
It's not my business.
That's fucking chatty bartender.
Yeah. It's like, hey, where's my room? I'm like, I'm 38.
Jersey Jeff, we don't talk about that.
But they just don't. They opened it up.
What's your social security number?
Here's a pass for a 4th breakfast. Keep your mouth shut. Stop asking questions.
Can I have a 5th one so I can beat you even more? But it's. I'm sure it was here. I wanted to go up there, but.
That's where you want to go?
That's not why I went there.
I mean, you'd want to go up to the floor where the mass shooting happened?
I would just think it's like eerie just to be up there and just like, well, there's people on the floor. You can the floor's open. It's not like it's closed off.
I just can't. Wow. To me, that's surprising that like if all there is to do in Vegas, you're like, let's go to one of the
– Well, this again, this is my this is my 4th time there, so I've done a lot of stuff. So it's not like – Like, what would you do? I want to watch TV.
No, I wouldn't want to watch TV, but yeah.
You know where I eat a lot?
Where?
Denny's. That's one place you don't have to worry about Denny's ever going out of business. This was the busiest fucking Denny's I've ever seen in my life. When I tell you I had to wait an hour to get into Denny's.
It's worth
and there's multiple.
For,
right? The reason I think they do so well is because of the prices.
Yeah.
Because.
You know what? I don't know if anybody knows this, but. I don't know if it's going to knock anybody for a loop, but I'm not really a Denny's guy anymore. It's been a long time since I've
Dude, I'm knocked for a loop.
Yeah. I last – it's been years since I've been in a Denny's.
There's barely any around. He's got to drive like fucking –
Oh, is that
no.
Yeah.
He's got to drive an hour and a half to go to a Denny's.
The quality of the dish that I love there became so poor that I decided I just could not go back there anymore.
Or did it smell like pork when you walked in?
It was grilled chicken, and it was just so bad.
Piece of the sack?
Yeah, definitely. Sack chicken. And I haven't gone back in so long. I know people think that I'm a Denny's guy, but I'm really not. It's Friendly's and
– Red Robin?
And Red Robin.
Other than Friendly's Robin, isn't easy to find.
Friendly's isn't easy. I was there last night. It was a 2-hour fucking endeavor, but we got to
– What does that tell you? What does that tell you about that? It's like, oh, yes, this town got a Friendly's? What? A Denny's? What? Red Robin? Yeah,
it's
we got a Red Robin.
It's 1 hour there and it's 1 hour back of traveling.
Too much.
Wow. Yeah. That's a long stretch. Your daughter go with you?
Yeah. She wanted to go. That's why we went.
Have you been to Vegas? I know you've been to
Vegas. I've been to Vegas once. We drove through it with me and Brian. And the only thing I remember about it was I went to a massive – what's that sporting goods store? Fish and Ale? Or Fish and Bass or
– Oh,
Bass Pro.
No, I don't know. It's a massive sporting goods store.
There's Cabela's and then Bass Pro Shops.
It has a pool in it with fish in it. Like
it's
this
probably either Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's.
Yeah, I was not a gambler back then when we did it. And I remember we had an hour in Vegas and we separated. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning. And I remember sitting at a table and LeBron James signed with the Miami Heat. That's how long ago it was. That was the big news on the TV. Is that too old to talk about right now? Should I be mentioning that? LeBron,
he's
the King is still relevant, right?
He's still playing.
Yeah, he's still playing, right? So I'm talking about a retired player. Not like I'm talking about King Kong's robotic head from 76.
LeBron's a name people can
recognize. It's unavoidable. You're going to bring up shit that's just old. You just can't. It's just part of who you are.
No, I want to get a zap collar. And every time I say something that's
old.
That's
pre 90.
Yeah, I want someone to zap me. He'll be not gone. Get him because I know I'll be fucking dead.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have no fucking hair. By the time the end of the show is. Yeah, we had a good time though. Now.
That's good.
Surprised
you need that. Were you ready to refresh? Were you like, I can't wait to get back home and get right
I should
back
never
into
get
the grind.
Off the plane. I should have just fucking stowed away underneath the aircraft someplace and take me
you
to wherever
you don't get homesick?
You're
like, man, I can't wait to get back.
No, I don't get homesick at all.
Really?
I don't.
Yeah.
No. It's just nice being able to not being forced to wake up to go to work and just, you know, going when you want. Kind of like your job. You know, that's what I'm looking for. You guys hiring? You want a responsible guy to come in? You don't want your place to smell like fucking pork all the time?
Yeah, would you eat only the most inoffensive lunches?
I wouldn't even eat here.
No?
That's really all you need. That's all I'm looking for.
That's on the resume. We'll eat lunch out of office.
When can you start?
And don't drain any appendages.
What?
He's constantly fucking taking a needle.
I thought you were talking about something else. I thought you were talking about draining something else. Seeing him on the couch.
No, but he has to drain.
It's like a walking cyst.
Yeah, we have to drain a cyst or a lump. You know, I would prefer you do that. You know, maybe some
on your
else.
Own time.
Yeah,
take a break. Take 15. I'll be back.
Do it in your car.
Yeah, do better. Come back. There's all. It's all yellow.
Lunch in the car. Drain your cyst in the car. Yeah.
Fucking yellow goo dripping down the glass. It's ridiculous. Yeah, we had a good time though.
Good.
It was nice out there.
Good to hear. You deserve it. No one works harder than you do.
He is a hard worker. This guy. let's see here. I've been told from the powers that be that this is the last time this year we're going to have four ads in one episode. I was happy to hear that.
Is that normally
usually
not the case?
It's supposed to be two, but for some reason recently, I guess people have been buying stuff.
Well,
so we got more and more ads. Yeah, so
obviously you got a lot of people buying stuff and listening.
Do they pay for the ads?
Oh yeah,
really good. It's been a while.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'll remind her.
Okay. Well, you're cutting them off with 40%.
She mentioned it just the other day, so I'll have to ask her. We should be having some money coming to us, man.
Yeah.
Get on her about that. Lounge season is officially upon us. And
lounge?
Lounge, yeah. Lounging around. Lounging in your loungewear.
That's what TSD Town needs.
Some loungewear?
You sure?
Tell
more
some
lounge topics. I work everyone to the bone.
Let's see. Lounge season is officially upon us, and MeUndies, your favorite company that makes the most comfortable underwear in the world, also makes the most cozy loungewear that's perfect for the holiday season. From lounge pants to hoodies, sweaties and sweats and onesies, sweatsies. MeUndies is here to remind you that it's never too early to start thinking about gift ideas. What could be a better gift than the gift of comfort from MeUndies? Got them on right now, Sunday. Look at that.
You got solid
proof.
Colors.
Proof. Got a solid blue on wearing. MeUndies has a cut for every butt with 10 different styles that come in 100 different colors and prints ranging from black to all over dinosaurs. Versatile loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more.
I was looking at a chart of men's butts, and I'm sorry to say that I just wanted to see what kind my butt was.
Let me see.
And it's one of the least desired ones. It's called the flat butt.
Oh, really?
There's
no ass.
There's no, like, it's just
no
like
curvature.
No curvature at all. It's like a ruler.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a shitty hand.
I don't think it at this stage of my life. I don't think there's any reason to even explore.
Well, what about those Kim Kardashian?
Yeah,
I don't think.
I think it'd be a total waste of too much money. And at what for? But it was disheartening to look at the chart and see. But you know, there's still underwear for it, though.
There still is underwear. You know who sells them? MeUndies. Yep. Let's see. They have signature super soft micromodal fabric. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Responsibly sourced. Problem free philosophy, which is important. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. So to kick off the lounge season with MeUndies, get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TESD. Enter promo code TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD. Code TESD for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. That is MeUndies. And then there's just one left. And I'm going to have to read this in a very sexy voice for all those young gals.
There's even more sexualized ads. Adam and Eve wasn't it.
Nope.
So we do. There's a lot of sex on here already. You got a lot of people investing some time.
Yeah. What do people like more than that, right? Sunday Jeff, does Blue Chew work? If you're asking that question, we want you to know that Blue Chew is putting their money where their mouth is by giving you a month for free.
Is the only time to take a Blue Chew when you're going to have sex, though? I mean, is there any other moments where you might need a Blue Chew for any other reason?
Do you think
of any other timers that are strictly
maybe
only?
If you're going to the beach and you want to look plumped up, you know, like you got your tight shorts on.
Too many Blue Chews.
You know, so you get nice full and tight.
If you got a lot of boxes to move, it's not a good time to
No, probably not.
Okay.
No,
I thought maybe you get a little extra giddy up.
Speech.
It doesn't give you a little extra giddy up to when you got to move a lot of shit.
I don't think so. No.
I need a coat hanger.
I think it's mostly good for one thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost in a chewable form. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. And the best part, it's all done online, which means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Does it work? Yes, it does. Do you think you need it? Try it for a month and see. Because you're going to love it and your partner is going to love it. Blue Chew wants men rock hard Sunday. They told me. They called me the other day. They're like, not enough boners.
Are you rock hard?
Yeah, are you rock hard? Are you rock hard? That's the mission. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house, till every tent is pitched, till every rod is raised. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for the listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code TESD at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's Blue Chew, promo code, BlueChew.com, promo code TESD to get your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
I think he gave Blue Chew to Teddy over there.
He's going nuts. Like,
he talked about Blue Chew.
You gotta hit the CH in that Sunday. Didn't sound like you said Blue Chew.
Blue Chew? That's my own brand.
I don't need the other stuff.
Come on, get some Blue Chew.
Sunday, I know you've got a cat. I just got a new kitten yesterday.
Aww. What's the name?
Sassy.
Sassy, who named it?
Sage. Because Sage thinks that she's sassy, so she figured the kitten should be named Sassy too. We got it at over in Red Bank at Fins and Feathers. This is it's a pet store.
Yeah, it's been there for years.
Forever. It smells like it's unbelievable. The way, have you ever been in there?
I have been in there, but
it's
when you
unreal.
Walk in there, it's you have an expectation. You cannot expect it to not smell like a pet store.
To not smell like a pet store. Yeah, I guess you're right.
You can't. I mean, an office Yeah.
You don't want like a pet store.
Like you don't want to smell like dog food.
Like a Cuban restaurant?
A pet store? Come on.
Yeah, you, I guess you got to give it to him.
You got to give him a break if it smells like a pet store.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But they had a deal with the local shelter, so they were like offloading these kittens that they got from the shelter because I guess the shelter has been like going through some upheaval and they also had a fire recently. Only one cat died though out of the whole place. It was like a dryer caught on fire and out of the whole place only one cat died, which was unfortunate for the cat but fortunate for the rest of the animals. And he said that this was the last of the litter, just like Norm, just like the dog. Mm-hmm. It was the last of the litter. Mary Beth and Sage saw the cat, and that was it. So
that's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
You got a cat. The other cat's cool. I like
two other cats. Yeah, one that never comes out.
Three cats and a dog.
That's my other. That's my cat. And a dog. But I'm saying the one that always like it gets mad at you if you stop petting it.
The black one. Yeah,
he starts giving you shit. Yeah. I didn't tell you to stop, motherfucker.
But I was like, so we bring her home. It's weird because, okay, so you're in it. She's in a cage at the store, and they take her out and they put her in a cardboard box, you know, to carry her in, like one of those little carriers.
Fucking like to go Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. We get her home. She meets Norm. She's hissing. She meets Salem. She's hissing. And then within, I would say 2 hours, she's playing with the dog. She's lying on the bed with the cat. She's messing around. She's playing. And then she takes a nap. Just like lies on the bed and takes a nap. And I'm like, cats have some balls because if somebody came and plucked me out of my house, like blindfolded me, brought me to another house, put me with people that I thought might be aggressive and are way bigger than me, I don't think the first thing I'd think to do is take a nap. You know, but this
How old's the kitten?
It was born on September 1st. Oh, so a little bit better than about 2 months and a week or so.
Yeah, cats, I don't know. Some cats adapt well. Some cats, I guess, just don't want to, you know. My cat's weird, too. My cat just, she'll come out when I'm in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll never, like, I leave the door open. She will never, ever cross the threshold of that door. It's like it's like there's an invisible shield.
At the front door, you mean?
No, like she was staying in my daughter's room. Like, she always goes in my daughter's room. She hangs out under the bed. But, like, you know, if I go in there, the cat will come out. She wants to get pet. She wants attention or whatever. And I try. Like, I try, like, putting some toys out there and trying to get her. She'll just, like, go right to the edge and she'll turn around. And she's, like, she's very, like, skittish. Like, as soon as she hears, like, any kind of sudden little noise, she'll just dart right under the bed. I mean, she's the runt of the litter, too. She's really small. She still looks like a kitten. She's not going to grow any bigger. But, you know, I try. And then, you know, I bring her out in the living room. And then she does, like, this little scurry walk, like, the, you know, all the way around. And she'll walk, like, almost like a mouse. Then she'll stay on the corner. She stays, like, she won't walk in the middle of the room. It's fucking weird. Never had a cat like that. But she's a good cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, I was hesitant with this cat because I was like, I told Mary Beth, I was like, but our pet balance seems perfect right now. Like,
well, now you got four animals?
Four animals, yeah. Three That's cats. Well, the two cats are like, you know, they're 10 years old now. So, like, you know, they're well adjusted. And the dog is like, he's
like my cat.
I couldn't ask for a better dog. He's so well behaved. We can put him outside. He doesn't like run off the property or anything. He's just a good dog. He's smart. He knows a bunch of tricks.
Does he come out now too? Is he still?
Oh no, he comes. Well, he's still timid around the strangers. Like, we take him to my parents' house sometimes, and he loves Pam and Edgar. He loves my sister. But then we brought him over for Halloween the other day, and like my niece is there, and a couple other people that he's not familiar with. So he gets very timid around. Like, he wouldn't get out of the car because he saw a scarecrow in Pam's yard for Halloween.
So not a good guard dog, is what you're saying?
No, you don't want him for a guard dog. He's not that guy. I was wondering. Well, I saw this picture, and I know that you want to live forever. That's one of your.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, come on. I don't – okay. Fuck it. I don't know what to say. I had a fucking article and I was going to show it to you. It's a woman lives to 107 despite a 4-inch horn growing out of her head. And I don't know if it's my iPad. Oh, wait. Here we go.
So you might be in good shape. You got one growing out of your elbow.
So I'm like, is it worth it? Like, would you rather die at 100 or 107 if that's how old you look and you got a horn growing
out
of your head.
Oh, my God.
That's a legitimate horn. That looks like a horn like from a billy goat.
Yeah.
Who?
What?
At that point, though, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. 107?
Am I still...
At what point does it matter that a horn's growing out of your head, like age-wise? Like, because I definitely like let things go. Like, as you get older, you're like, I'm not going to get Botox for my wrinkles around my eyes. I'm not going to do any of that shit. But if a horn started growing out of my
exactly.
head.
As soon as it got to a little fucking nub, a bump, you'd be like, I'm going, it's like, now it's starting to grow branches. You look like a fucking tree.
I think late 60s horn starts, I don't think society expects you to do anything about it. I think
late
society.
Late 60s, huh?
Yeah, I think society accepts that you don't have to do anything about it. That's your call, and everybody's okay with it.
I disagree. I think seeing a poor person with a horn in public, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, go home. Get out of here.
Why? What's the.
Oh, shit.
What's the big deal, though?
Well, it's really unsightly. It's just weird.
Wait, but how? I don't know.
She's a 107-year-old woman from China named Chen.
Maybe that's the issue that he has to take care of. He's got to get Grandma Chen.
Grandma has a horn grown out.
Horn removal situated before he could confirm if he's going to be at the Christmas episode.
Grandma Chen.
She said that. They said that she's. An unexpected star on the Chinese version of TikTok.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You could blow up with your horn. You know how many horny jokes you can make?
Oh, tons. Blue Chew could hire you.
Oh, my God.
Adam and Eve.
The podcast would triple its listenership.
If only one of us could grow a horn.
One of us had a horn growing out of their forehead.
Okay, it's called
it. It didn't back off it and just like embraced it.
Right. I hope it's not me. I hope it's Q. Star can't keep shining this brightly. He needs a horn.
Deformity.
Doctors identified the growth as a cutaneous horn often associated with prolonged sun exposure. While generally benign, experts advise monitoring such growths due to a slight risk of malignancy.
I mean, at her age, though, does it matter?
It doesn't, man. Like it. I just wonder, like at 107, definitely you're like, doesn't matter. But at what age, am I going to stop caring about my physical appearance altogether? It would appear 56. But I swear it's not.
Tell him, Steve.